She's so LA. If LA stands for lots of awesomeness, here's Gray Drake with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
So, Gray, before we get to talking about the movie Dear Evan Hansen, there has been a lot made of the fact that The Shawshank Redemption came out in 1994, and somebody pointed out that the Best Picture Oscar nominees for 1995 were Forrest Gump, Pulp Fiction, Four Weddings and a Funeral, Quiz Show, and The Shawshank Redemption. So, Gray, almost 30 years later, who should have won?
Oh, God, that's a really good group of movies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It sure is.
I have to say that out of all those movies, which are all incredibly important in movie history, that Shawshank is really the winner.
Okay.
All right, see, I would have gone Quiz Show. I love Quiz Show. I love that movie.
I love Shawshank. Oh. I loved Quiz Show. And Forrest Gump was the winner.
Yeah, Forrest Gump won, but Pulp Fiction is one of those game-changer movies, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tough category.
Four Weddings and a Funeral was terrible.
Terrible.
I have a real Hugh Grant problem, so.
Okay. All right. This week, let's talk about the movie Dear Evan Hansen, and here's a clip.
Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, and when you're broken on the ground, you will be found.
Oh my God, I love that song. So good, and I just sobbed through this whole movie because this is an adaptation of the very popular Tony Award-winning show of the same name, and it's starring the same kid who made this role pretty famous, if you're into that Broadway thing, and it has a troubling storyline. Now, do y'all know anything about this musical?
A little bit.
Okay, so Evan Hansen is a high school kid, and he has social anxiety disorder, and he feels lonely, and he doesn't really have a lot of friends, and one of his classmates, unfortunately and really sadly, commits suicide. Through a series of events, the kid's parents think that Evan was their child's best friend and that he's all that they have left of their son. And Evan makes a series of terrible decisions and lies and lies and lies to this family because he thinks he's doing the right thing.
Oh, boy. Mm. Okay. Yeah.
And so it's one of those movies where you have to accept that this character is actually a good person trying to do the right thing. Now, a lot of people do not accept that about this character. And so it's really tricky because you're either going to be touched and love it, or you are going to be angry and horrified.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
So, it's very tough. It's very tough to say which it'll be. And so what I will say is the movie version is definitely for fans of the musical. It's definitely if you love Ben Platt, who's a really talented actor, and the performances are incredible. The music is sensational. The storyline...
Okay. Gray Drake joins us every week to talk the movies, and you can always get your Gray Drake fix because she has her own YouTube channel. It's called The Gray Area. Gray is spelled G-R-A-E, and you have a great weekend, Gray. Thank you.
Warriors, Jaguars, and Polar Bears all listen to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.